Daily cases are skyrocketing and COVID hospitalisations in England are at their highest since February. Alarm bells are ringing that an Omicron surge is about to crash over the already struggling National Health Service.
So if we keep increasing at that rate, of course the pressures are again mounting week on week. And when you've got a workforce, as I've said, that's already absent 50,000 nurses and many more self-isolating, then of course the pressures are building and building and building. So what will it be like in January?
Contingency plans are being put in place to cope if existing hospital capacity becomes overwhelmed, with new temporary wards built to house patients. 8 temporary surge hubs are being built at hospitals around the country, each one with a capacity of 100 beds. More sites are being planned for an extra 4,000 beds if needed. It's hoped that none of this will ever be used, but it's there just in case. London is preparing for New Year's Eve, but with the big fireworks display cancelled for a second year and Omicron keeping people indoors, celebrations will be much reduced. On the continent, new infection records are beaten almost daily. Italy logged 126,000 on Thursday, up from Wednesday's 98,000. Testing centres are becoming overwhelmed and tempers are fraying.
I've been queuing since 9:30 a.m. I'm exhausted. It was madness to book in. It took me 2 days to be able to book in. The only available spots were outside central Rome.
I came here and I spent 5 hours in line. 5 hours.
Greece has brought forward new restrictions which had been planned for early January. New Year's Eve aside, bars, nightclubs and restaurants will be forced to close at midnight with no standing customers and no music. There's dismay in the hospitality sector.
Certainly for us in the restaurant sector, it is a disaster. That's the key word here. But on the other hand, you can't go against the health situation. I can't say I want to stay open and work while people are dying.
Greece, Italy and the UK have all seen record numbers of cases in recent days, and it's likely there are more records to come. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, London.